Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and hotep, everybody, and welcome to the Word from the Point Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Bencher, and once again, I am your host. Excited to be here, grateful to be here to share some more information with you that I hope will help enhance your life, to motivate you to take control of your family's financial future, so that you can live a life of abundance and help others along the way. We do this show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is share the information, and today's topic is Monday's Mission on this Monday, November 16, 2020, and we are here in Henrico County on a beautiful sunny day, fall day. And today's mission is a mission that I've had for quite a while. Recently, I would say not quite a while. And when I say recently, I say probably within the last 2.5 years, because I realized something that most of us really don't think about much, I don't think, because I really never thought about it. And that's generational wealth, leaving generational wealth. I am a grandfather. I have 4 grandchildren, and I have 2 on the way. My oldest daughter is about to have twins. So one of my missions, because we can have more than one mission, is to make sure that they, when they turn 18, that they don't have to start from ground zero, that they don't have to go out and beg for a job, that they don't have to go and get in debt, getting a college education, and hoping to get a job with someone else. And that is one of my missions, okay? We just had this presidential election, selection, whatever you want to call it, between really the 2 major parties, because the major media doesn't tell you about any other party or any other candidates or any other platform that's trying to represent this country on the international and national stage. And I just want to say this, that the 2 major parties, Democrat and Republican, are simply the different sides of the same coin. And they really don't care about you or me. They don't have our best interests in mind. They are beholden to the big banks and Wall Street, the investors. Because if you think about it, we are in the COVID-19. Millions of people have lost their jobs. Thousands of people have been evicted from their homes. A lot of people working from home remotely now, so I'm sure there are a lot of office buildings that are not fully occupied right now because it's COVID-19, and probably will never be fully occupied because we moved into this mobile work from home phase in this evolution. And a lot of businesses that are downtown are directly dependent upon these workers to come downtown and work in these office buildings for their survival. So we're going to have a mortgage crisis with these commercial buildings, these businesses that are downtown that operate and depend on these people to go to lunch or go to the dry cleaners or do whatever they do while they're downtown. You know, those street vendors who, you know, have their trucks and all that stuff downtown, they're all suffering. And now they're about to put us back on another, go home and, you know, stay unless you absolutely need to leave your home. Well, they did do a stimulus package about maybe 5 months ago, I would think, and gave some people, certain people, one $1,200 payment to help them. Well, guess what? That's the only relief they've given those people since then. And the Democrat and Republican Party who represent this government, because they don't run the government, okay? They are bickering over petty shit that really doesn't really matter to the average person who is struggling right now, wondering how they're going to feed their family. They're going to have a roof over their head because of this COVID-19. The government has shut down businesses. They shut down sporting events. They've shut down entertainment events. They shut down restaurants, beauty parlors. So many businesses the government has shut down in the trying to curtail to stop the spread of this so-called deadly virus, this pandemic that's global right now, okay? And then you have a group of people say, well, they really need to shut down these businesses. All they had to do was protect the people that are more vulnerable to getting this virus and getting sick and maybe dying, because everybody gets it doesn't die. You know, it's not just, you know, you get it and you're going to be fatally dead, you know. But there's a group of people who think that, you know, this is basically all about control, controlling the masses, you know, population control, economic control, you know, so that the wealthy can continue to become wealthier and the masses continue to get poorer. You see, Wall Street this past week set records, and that really doesn't add up. If people are not working, that means there's no production really going on. So why are these stocks on Wall Street going up? Certain ones are, certain ones aren't. But when you look at the data, it looks like the investors, the people with the money, are doing pretty well, while the people at the bottom are not doing too good. But we have a solution. We can reverse what Richard Nixon did. If you really, really want to build generational wealth and protect families and protect your family's financial future, because the U.S. dollar is basically on its last leg. The only thing that's keeping it afloat is these continuous wars of conquest that this government continues to engage in. You know, one thing about the president of the United States right now, he didn't start any new wars. But prior to him, all the rest of them. Could that be the reason why they want him out of the office? Because he doesn't want to start any more wars and he wants to bring troops home? And don't get me confused and think that I'm a Donald Trump supporter, because I don't support either one of the major parties, because their platform doesn't represent the best interests of my people or the planet or the working class people anywhere. Because it's all about exploitation of the land and the labor under this system of capitalism and imperialism that stands on genocide and enslavement to make this country the wealthiest country on the planet, as far as we know. It has more people in prison than any country in the history of mankind, but they call this the land of the free. And people say, well, everybody's trying to get here. Well, that's because everybody basically are chasing the resources that this country stolen from them, from their country. So those who say, well, if you don't like this country, go back. Well, this is also our country too, okay? Because the planet belongs to everybody. Nobody should have to stay in no one spot. You know, that's man-made borders and restrictions that we continue to allow the government to put us under. So we want to offer you an opportunity to get free from the current system of debt. And what is freedom? Freedom gives you choices. The more freedom you have means that you have more choices to make, that you're not dependent upon somebody to provide for you your basic necessities in life. Because that's basically where this government is trying to move us towards, where your movement is going to be restricted, your income is going to be restricted, and you're going to be totally dependent upon the government. I would like to suggest, first of all, that you do your research and realize that the U.S. dollar and all the currencies tied to it is not real money. You see, real money must be a store of value and wealth. It must be worth more or the same in the future as it is today. And the dollar doesn't do that because it's lost 98% of its buying power since it was created. If you had $645 in 1920, it would have about, well, let me back up. If you had $645 in 1920, you could buy a brand new vehicle. And also, you could buy a brand new vehicle with a kilogram of gold. Today, you fast forward, a brand new vehicle is going to cost you about $40,000. But that same kilogram of gold, you can get a brand new vehicle and have a few thousand dollars left over. Another thing, if you had $100,000 worth of cash, U.S. dollars, and you stuck it away, and you pull it out today, it'd have only about $2,000 worth of buying power. But $100,000 worth of gold, 1932, stuck it away, you pull it out today, it'd be worth over $4 million. But they don't teach you this in school. What they teach you to do in school is go to school, get education, go in debt, and then go look for a job, and then work till you can't work anymore. That's the plan. That's the mission that they give you. Because if you think about it, well, if you knew the origin of the educational system, you would realize that the educational system is not designed for you to become free and independent and think outside the box. It's not. It's designed for you to become a good worker bee to work for those who are in charge. So what we offer you is the opportunity to start a home-based business if you choose to. But if you don't, that's fine too. But you can start protecting your savings, if you're saving, by exchanging that paper for gold in small increments. If you want to have a home-based business, all you have to do is share the information with you. It's free to register. It doesn't cost you anything. There's no monthly fee, no joining fee, none of that stuff. And you can save as little as a 10 gram of gold, which is about $8, whenever you want to. There's nothing mandatory, nothing like that. So we don't sell products, goods, and services. Our product is gold, money, real money. Because real money must be a safe store of value and wealth. And that's what we do. We save a lot of gold, we tell our people to make a lot of money. We also have the academy to teach you how to come out the door more successful in your business and your life, how to set goals, how to approach people, so forth and so on. We also teach you about cryptocurrency and our cryptocurrency academy. Now, these two schools, they have a slight cost, but it's worth it. You can never go broke investing in yourself. Okay? The more you know and the more you apply your knowledge, the better off you're going to be and the more wealthy you're going to be and the more people you can help along the way. And so just want to let you know that we do have training we have presentations 6 days a week at 12 noon and at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Gold Rockstar Info. The password is secret, so you'd have to get with me or a person to share this with you. Find out what that password is. And we also have training every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to learn how to start a home-based business from the comfort of your home so that you can reduce your tax liabilities and be safe and secure while building generational wealth. You see, we have the solution to crime, most crime and poverty. Because if you think about it, most crime is because of economics. And that's just a factual basis. Most crime is based on lack of means to survive. So my name is Kwame Benson. I want to thank you for taking the time. We'll be back here again on Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share some more information with you that I hope will help enhance your life so that you can take control of your family's financial future and help others along the way. Peace, power, and love.